Jeff, I want to recap what happened this weekend. This was a really unusual storm system. Tell us about it.
It was. The low-pressure system with this particular storm system was stronger than the actual center of the low-pressure system associated with Hurricane Hermine, a rather unusual event for this time of year, and especially this far south in terms of latitude.
You know, in terms of scale, this covered Georgia, and it also covered almost all of Florida. When was the last time we even saw something like this?
Well, with regards to something that's non-tropical related, it has been a long time since a storm of this size and strength has moved through Florida. Some meteorologists say it may have been since 1993. Many Floridians remember that superstorm. This was certainly a little different in terms of the impact of the severe weather to Florida. And of course, in 93, we had snow up in the Panhandle in the wake of that storm. But in terms of its strength, it was certainly one that many will remember and that will go down probably in the record books in the southeast for how strong it was in terms of its pressure.
You know, one of the things that people are talking about this morning is the possibility of tornadoes. We haven't received any confirmed reports of that, largely because the radar system was down. Can you talk about the difference between tornadoes and microbursts? Because we also saw a lot of microbursts happening in this system that downed a lot of trees again here in Tallahassee, a lot of power lines, damaged a couple dozen homes as well.
Absolutely. Severe thunderstorms can produce microburst or downburst winds that can cause damage. They can also produce tornadoes. It's actually the severe thunderstorm that produces all of these components. And whether or not you get hit with the downburst or microburst winds or the tornado, it's obviously up to the storm itself. You really can't pinpoint that ahead of time. But the winds that were produced from the storms on Sunday, because of how strong the winds were aloft, some of that wind translated to the surface up to 80 miles per hour in some locations, and that certainly can cause tornado-like damage, and it certainly did in parts of the southeast.
What about the rest of the state? Were there certain areas that were impacted by this? Again, talking about how the scale here, but were there certain areas of the state that were impacted more than others?
Well, the northern part of the state had more was more in the firing zone for severe weather because of they were closer. That's the areas that were closer to the low pressure center. The high risk was issued by the Storm Prediction Center, the National Weather Service, Sunday afternoon and evening. That's a very rare occurrence. Only three or four times has it ever been issued for a location in Florida. That was in the northern part of the state, closer to that area of low pressure, closer to where the spin and the upper level dynamics were. But there was enough energy for this system to continue producing strong and severe thunderstorms as they're all the way south into the Miami area early this morning.
What type of storm season has this been in Florida? We got our first hurricanes back in September, the first hurricanes to hit us in approximately, a decade. Talk about just kind of where this storm season stands on scale.
This is certainly the cold season or the cool season in Florida, the calm season that many people say. It's because we don't typically have hurricanes or tropical storms this time of year. So a storm system like this, though, can occur. It's an area of low pressure that's non-tropical related. So the two are somewhat unrelated. We have hurricane season ending in November, and this is our cool season where we typically don't see a lot of active weather, but occasionally you can get one of these larger storms to develop. We're also in a La Nina, which generally correlates with a warmer than average and a drier than average winter. But once again, even during these large patterns that produce typical type weather, something unusual like what happened Sunday can still occur.
Gotcha. And Jeff, any final thoughts for our listeners, something we might need to keep in mind going forward?
I'll say this because I think there'll be a lot of comments and thought about this. The severe weather risk and the potential for a widespread outbreak of tornadoes was very real yesterday. And there were several unfortunate deadly tornadoes just to our north. So think of it like this. A hurricane is like a bowling ball heading toward those pins. Predicting where a tornado is going to develop is kind of like playing golf and trying to hit the hole in the green in one shot. You can't exactly tell where these tornadoes will form, but you can highlight generally large areas that may be impacted, and that's what we had yesterday. Thankfully, much of Florida was spared the worst.
Wonderful. Jeff Huffman of the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure.